This is the Mysterious Matters of Max Metters podcast, number 3. Mysterious Matters of Max Metters is a novel I wrote in 1991. If this is the first episode you've heard, please go back and start with episode 1, which explains how and why I came to write it. This podcast is a kind of audiobook in which I narrate the novel to you, in the hopes that you will like it and pick up a copy. This work is protected by the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Mysterious Matters of Max Metters by Peter Gelman, that's me, is available as a traditional paper book through popular online booksellers. It is also available as an ebook for Kindle and Nook and other formats. I will now read Chapter 2. Sun shattered behind the pitchfork trees. I froze coming home from work next day because that was exactly what I saw. Some time passed, some bad time. Then I remembered, shuddering, that it had been in a nightmare. I hurried down the sidewalk to my apartment. Butcher, the dog, sniffed my crotch, then danced her moon jig. Prance, growl and flee, bow, bark and lark. This was a bad omen. I went back up the hill to the little house on the edge of the highway wall. I stomped the snow off my boots on the porch, the hollow bump bumps booming through the beams of the drum of the thin wood house, and I walked in and went upstairs to my room and a half on the second floor. While I was eating dinner, the phone rang. I picked it up, and there was someone on the other end, already talking. All I heard was the end, tiff, and the word dissolved into a hollow hiss of static. Then I said, hello, hello, and didn't hear anything, not even static. And after some few seconds, the other guy hung up. I thought maybe the guy was my brother, Alexander, but maybe not, and I never found out. I put on a Lightning Hopkins blues record and lay back in my bed. It was so nice to lie quietly in the crooked old broken-down box kite house, especially after and in contrast to the restlessness of my friends and me when we get together and brew, bubble, boil, trouble. I thought about how 100 years ago it was just a little farmhouse, and now it was a falling down trap house among thousands and thousands of houses, decaying brick or solid brick, cut up into apartments. Highway wall, derelict mansions with cheap pine Greek columns. I thought about how the railroad made the neighborhood the way it was then, and how the highway wall made it the way it is now. I thought about how this little house must have overlooked fields of salty-smelling corn at the edge of the shacks along the railroad, with some houses down to the west, now where the construction was going on for the new convention center. It was hard to imagine, except for the river with the ice, like now, and just the old bridge. And the fields, white blanketed for miles, and glowing dull at night. The city was still like that sometimes, when it was snowing and quiet, and the snow did hush the rush behind the highway wall. What did the farmer who built this house here, a horse shooting steam from its nostrils, ticking wood in the stove, nothing but his own heart beating? Was it wonderful, with a sense of belonging, to the small white house with a family and a fire, with the great cold world expanding outside? Or was it so quiet, too quiet, crushing the man with the stupor of inhuman silence, the metal of ice smell of original sin, the deathly rush of life through the veins and arteries, the unelectrical darkness and cabin fever of nothing to do, even when there was time to do it? Was it more insane or less then than now? It was the same, probably, in the end. But it didn't feel insane at all right now. I was warm and listening to Lightning Hopkins, feeling almost nice and loose and civilized, and just a bit anxious about something. The portable heater began to rattle, its long twin orange tubes giving the room a sunset glow. Sometimes, in the middle of the night, I'd wake up to the rattle and see the twin orange bars and sink back into my blankets and sleep the most peaceful toyland sleep I could ever imagine. That was the most pure and almost sacred, unspoiled stretch of time, sleeping like that, unless there was a draft. If there was a draft on my face, I saw the sun shattered by pitchfork trees as something, some kind of enormous, dark malevolence approaching. It was so bad a dream, I'd wake up trying so hard to scream. A dark thing that devoured but did not care. But that day wasn't like that. I felt good. I woke up with the winter sun on my face, and I was looking out through the low, cold window right next to my couch bed, icicles forming bars, caging me in and locking the frozen Minnesota world outside. I heard the busy squirrels gnawing and chirping in the walls and slanted low ceiling above me with the years-old dried squirrel pea in the shape of what? It was the shape of the surlucid feeling of a word. And the word was Yimmeryiki. Plunky, plunk, punky. Hopkins' guitar almost soothed my feverish heart, beating excitedly as I began to thinking first in feelings, then realizing I was feeling those feelings, now trying not to think those feelings, but just to feel them. And getting frustrated, I yelled out, laughing, "Tomorrow I see Mary! Tomorrow I see Mary!" I tried to read, but as I tried to read, I fell asleep and dreamed that I was still trying to read. But I was so sleepy, and it was an exhausting sleep, dreaming of trying to stay awake. I woke up without realizing I was looking at the trees that grew in the alley just outside my window, all glazed with ice, shiny and black, and I lifted the army surplus blankets, letting all the warm sleep air fade away, and hopping on the cold bathroom tiles, I made up a nonsense song and did a nonsense dance. The phone rang. It was my friend Lafcadio. I asked him if he had called me the night before, and he said no. He was working late yesterday and gave me nary a thought. But could I, would I, come over tomorrow night? And I said, maybe. Maybe? Yeah, I have to make a call first. To whom? To this person I met on the bus. This person. A person. A woman I met on the bus. Thank you for listening to Mysterious Matters of Max Meters.